Ever opened a Christmas gift on Christmas morning, or maybe you do Christmas gifts Christmas evening, perhaps? Al's family, they grew up doing opening gifts on Christmas Eve. And we, of course, always did Christmas morning. But you open up a Christmas gift and you exclaim, "Wow, I really needed that. Thank you." Or have you ever given a Christmas gift to somebody and their response was, "Wow, that is exactly what I needed. How did you know?" Or, "That is exactly what I was hoping for this year." Those moments are wonderful to experience, aren't they? Well, this morning, I'm going to tell you what you really need for Christmas. You may be visiting here today and thinking, "You don't even know me, Dave. How could you possibly know what I need for Christmas?" Well, for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about a gift that we all equally need. This is a gift that is exactly what each one of us needs the most. We've heard from the children this morning about gifts. We've heard from them that the greatest gift is Jesus, given to us by God. And that is exactly what we celebrate at Christmas. The gift that God has so freely given to us, it is indeed the reason for this season. This is the time of the year when we give gifts to the people that we love the most, is it not? And we give these gifts without any thought of what, if anything, that they might give back to us. We simply give gifts to them because we love them and we desire to see them happy and filled with joy and gladness. It delights our hearts to give a gift and watch the smile on their face and the joy in their heart as it is received. And most gift givers do not keep track of what has been given to them in comparison to what they themselves gave. We don't keep score on Christmas morning, do we? We don't compare. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, all loved ones give unconditionally at Christmas. And sometimes gifts are given even though there is no idea of how the receiver will respond. Some gifts are a peace offering. Some are given to extend an olive branch, while others are given to ask for or to offer forgiveness. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says that we are made in the image of God. We are image bearers of God. And so it's no wonder that we love and enjoy and desire to give to those that we love, because that is precisely the nature of God. In a verse that I'm sure most of you are familiar with, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. Because God loved us, he gave to us. In fact, all good blessings are from God. And what God gave was the most important, most special, dearest, and most valued, most loved thing to him. He gave his one and his only son. God gave us his absolute best. He did not hold back and keep a little for himself. He did not save some of his wealth for a rainy day. He did not give to us based on our giving to him. His giving to us was not conditional. Our Creator and Lord has gifted us with the highest of value and worth, his Son, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Through belief and faith, the gift of God's Son results in eternal life, because God himself is eternal life. But just what is involved with this gift? What does it mean for God to give us his only son? And what kind of value does God's gift have for us, to us? Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And once again here in Romans 5, 8, God is telling us he loves us. And we know this because God shows or he demonstrates his love for us. And this verse gives us a fuller explanation on John 3:16. God gave us his son Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. And that true gift is the death of Jesus for us. Christ died for us. And you may say, why do we need that kind of a gift? It sounds kind of gruesome. Do we really need this gift of Jesus dying for us? We've seen God loving us by giving us his son. We've seen God loving us by his son, Christ Jesus, dying for us. But why? But why? Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, or when the appointed time, the predetermined time from eternity past had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. We needed the gift of Jesus dying on a cross for us so that God might redeem us, purchase us, buy us back so he could become our heavenly father and adopt us as his eternal children. Prior to Christ coming to this earth, we were under God's law. And his perfect and his holy law condemned us. It showed us just how sinful and wretched we are. Our very first parents, Adam and Eve, were created perfect and sinless. But then they sinned by disbelieving God and his word, and through them, their sin nature has been passed to all people. We are all born with a sin nature. A nature to sin. We're all born with a natural desire to break God's law. And if you don't believe me, visit any daycare anywhere. I would have said our church nursery, but we all know that they are all absolute cherubs back there, so. We are born in sin and in trespasses against God's law. We have all trampled on God's law and rebelled against him. We are spiritually dead. No spiritual pulse or spiritual life whatsoever. And prior to receiving God's gift, we choose sin and self every time. The prophet Isaiah said that we choose to go our own way. We choose to chart our own course. We choose to follow our own desired path in a pursuit for happiness and self-satisfaction. We don't want God to be our master and Lord because we want to be the God of our hearts and lives. And because of that, we are born and live under God's condemnation. And one day, and by the way, this verse leaves no room for reincarnation. We will die only once. Then we will all be judged, both the dead and the living. And we need to be rescued from God's condemnation and judgment. We need to be delivered from the coming wrath and judgment for our sin and crimes against God. And this is where the good news happens, the gift of God's Son. Because of Judgment Day, where we will all give an account, we so desperately need for God to forgive us our sins against him. We need peace to be made between us and God. We're born people under God's wrath. And we need the wrath of God to be appeased on our behalf. We need God to turn his wrath away from us forever. We need the great judge of all the earth to declare us justified and pardoned. And this is possible through the gift that God freely offers. The gift of Jesus and the forgiveness he offers is exactly what all of us need here today. His sacrificial death on the cross in our place was a pleasing, atoning sacrifice in God's eyes for our sins. Christ atoned for our selfish sins. His death made forgiveness from God possible. My friends, your greatest need, my greatest need, is to be forgiven by God. Our greatest need is to receive divine forgiveness. You may have many needs of all kinds here at Christmas time: health needs, financial needs, relational needs, vocational needs, career needs, but none are greater than your need for God to forgive you. And that need is made possible, that need is met by the atoning death of Jesus. His death made God's forgiveness possible. And when God grants us forgiveness, he redeems us. He takes us from the kingdom of darkness and he places us into the kingdom of light and his Son, and we become his children. The book of 1 John tells us that prior to salvation in Christ, we are not God's children. The gift that all of us equally so desperately need the most is the sinless Son of God coming to this earth, to be born of a virgin, to live a sinless, perfect life of obedience to God and his law, to be punished by God and suffer his wrath on a Roman cross for all of those who would believe, be buried in a tomb, and then rise triumphantly in 3 days on a Sunday morning, displaying his power over sin, death, and the grave. That, my friend, is the gift you need this Christmas. You need his forgiveness. You need to receive him as your Lord, Master, and Savior of your soul. You need his blood to wash away your sins. You need his death to appease God's wrath against you. You need him to stand in your place, condemned and cursed, so you can walk free. Free to live for Christ. Free to obey him. Free to live for him. Free to love him. Free to call him your Lord and Savior. And those who repent of their sins and believe in Jesus say, "Wow, I really needed that. That is exactly what I needed." Is this your need? Do you still need to be forgiven? Don't delay. Don't disbelieve. Don't scoff. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today. Please come see me and we can talk in private. If you're a lady, we'll have a lady pray with you. Don't leave here still needing to receive the greatest gift ever. Don't leave this building not possessing, not having the greatest gift of all. I want to thank you all for being here this morning. Thank you for supporting and encouraging the children. They're wonderful as usual. And may God bless you this Christmas season. Would you please stand for prayer? Father, I thank you for the blessings of this morning to sing Christmas carols, to watch and listen to the children and the young people tell us who the greatest gift of all is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Lord, we don't want anyone to leave here not having repented of their sins and placing their faith and their trust in Christ as their Lord, their Savior. Oh Lord, may this Christmas 2023 be the Christmas when they receive the greatest Christmas gift ever, the one and only Son, the Lord God of heaven. Lord, may no one reject this gift. May no one say no thank you. May no one walk away from it. But Lord, may you grant them conviction, repentance, and faith. For that is what we need. Our greatest need is to receive your forgiveness, to have your wrath against us appeased and turned away. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. May for everyone in this room, may this be the best Christmas ever. As the gift that you have given us will live for all eternity, the gift of your Son, Jesus. Or if there is someone here today who has not received your Son, Lord, may today be the day. And may we bless your holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We'd love to talk with you if you have not received this greatest gift. There's nothing we would rather do more than talk with you, pray with you, show you from the scriptures. That would be our